This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from FEMA Region 5 and the new media production studio designed by Audimute.com in Coldwater, Michigan. Sign of the times, sign up to spy on your neighbors, leads the story selection tonight. Election Day, supposedly hack-free. We're going to talk about the DJI Mini Drone 2. And of course, we're going to talk about how California voters saved Lyft and Uber and at the same time clamps down on privacy. I want to welcome you to episode 1485 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, November 5th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider. I want to welcome all the new listeners to the show. Thanks for being here. Thanks for checking the show out for the very first time. And if you are a first-time listener or viewer of the show, make sure you get over to geeknewscentral.com. Get subscribed to the podcast. Real simple to do right on the website. Bunch of selections there. We got a couple of new ones. We've got Amazon Music and the Podcast Index. So take a look there. Get subscribed to the show on your favorite listening platform. We hope you don't pick Spotify. But while you're on the website, get signed up for the newsletter. And of course, hey, if you want to participate in our grand experiment here, you should sign up and be part of our chat room at geeknews.chat or our Discord channel. If you want to be on our Slack channel, be part of the Cool Kids Club. You can contact me via email. And really, everything here revolves around that. Geeknews@gmail.com is the place to go. Of course, you can contact me via Twitter at Geek News as well. And, of course, I'm on Facebook. But, hey, if you listen to a tech show, Twitter is a probably place. Or just drop me a note. Let me know what you think about the show. Hey, all the partner shows, they're all linked to geeknewscentral.com. Don't forget about that. That is probably one of the most important things. We've got a lot of great partners there. So definitely check those shows out. Kind of following my clicking too many buttons here. But hey, this show is sponsored by the longest running continuous sponsor of podcasts. And that's our good friends at GoDaddy.com. And to be honest with you, we had a little last month. Actually, no, in September, the end of my payment for GoDaddy comes in at the end of the month. And at the end of the month, last month, my payment didn't come in. Not only not me, but a whole bunch of other GoDaddy folks. And something happened with their payment processor. So finally, I got September's payment on, actually, it would have been August's payment on, and it doesn't matter. It runs behind 30 days. And I got paid on October 21st and then again on November 3rd. So they're caught up. That's good. Got the totals for what happened in October. You all did well. Thank you for supporting the show. So here we are in November. And yeah, I got money in my bank account again. But it wasn't really GoDaddy's fault. It was the vendor that they work with. So, but that said, I need your support. I need your continued support of the sponsor at GoDaddy to continue to make this show possible, be able to pay now what's just going to be a heating bill, my gas bill, my electricity bill continues, rent continues. Your support of GoDaddy by using my promo codes is really the way to do that. And whether you have a 30% off new product purchases, whether $499.com or new and transferred domains for new customers only. It's a one-time code or a dollar a month economy hosting for the first year. That's really one of the best deals going in the space. It truly, truly is. So a dollar a month economy hosting for the first year or a dollar a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year. Both those offers come with an absolutely incredible offer, a free domain. It's not even an offer. They give you a free domain name. So check that out. All those codes. And of course, if you're a business owner or you're looking to build a website, free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal business or business plus plans. Now, now is the time to prepare. Now is the time to get your website up, something that you can utilize to potentially make some money if this country goes back into lockdown come January. So this is the time. Jump on, start something, get a blog started, get a podcast started, get your business started. This is the time to do that. GeekNewsCentral.com, GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. We want to thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here of the show. And of course, all of you that are supporting the show, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your ongoing support and dedication. So just got off a SpaceX launch. I literally delayed the show like 12 minutes because as I was getting the show prep done, I saw Kirk had an article that was linked up to a SpaceX launch. And I was like, when does that happen? And it said 6:24. And I'm like, oh my goodness, let's watch the launch. So they just put a GPS satellite in orbit. No problems. They landed stage one on the drone ship. Now they're in orbit and they're, you know, about an hour from now, they're going to do a little, you know, and get it to where it needs to be. And release a satellite. So very, very cool. Hey, if you're watching, hey, Ted, how you doing? Thanks for checking in on Facebook. If you're watching on Facebook or on YouTube, make sure you say hello. Appreciate it when you do so. So let me get you guys caught up here. So on Monday, well, first of all, I'm missing a camera and a pretty expensive camera. And for the life of me, I think I know where I had it last. And I went into my high value locker, pulled the bag out that the camera was supposed to be in, opened the bag, and the camera wasn't there. And I'm like, huh. And I literally, over the past weekend, went through every conceivable nook and cranny in here. Went through every nook and cranny in my loft, looked in every bag it possibly could be in, and it is MIA, and it's not good. Because I've been planning something, and I needed that camera. And I don't have one to replace it. And it's not in the budget. So, if you are liking the show and you want to support the show, I know we just had the sponsor spot, but we could use, I could use donations. It's like a $1,300 camera. So I'm kind of stuck. So I'm trying to figure out a different way to do it. I'll make do, but if you want to make a I'm just bamboozled completely. And because I haven't been anywhere really since March, and I haven't done anything with it since January. So I didn't take it to CES with me because I didn't need it for CES, or maybe I did, but all my stuff at CES was locked up in a room. We've never lost anything at CES. I have had to have made a mistake. I've done something stupid. Expensive, stupid. And, you know, what do? You're like, oh, I can't really call the insurance company because I can't figure out if I lost it or if it was stolen or whatever. So, and it's been a while, but that really shocked me. I opened up that bag. It's got the bag with all my camera gear, lenses, and it opened up, and it's not my Canon. I know where that's at. It was a Sony digital camera, and I'm looking and looking and looking and, you know, and I actually opened the bag up like 5 times. You ever done that? Lose something, you go back to the bag and you think it's supposed to be there and you're reaching in every pocket and you're like removing stuff knowing there's no possible way it's below another piece of gear. And it's going to potentially show up, but I don't think so. I've looked everywhere and, you know, I got travel bags and stuff that are up in the back here in my storage area. I pulled all those down. I went through every pocket, went through every suitcase because I took 2 suitcases to Vegas, found the suitcase I went to Vegas with because I knew I had the airline sticker still on it. And I went through that bag. It wasn't in there. Who knows? Asked my team in Columbus to look at my desk, make sure it wasn't down there. Don't you hate it when you lose something? I have no idea. But it's $1,300 I can't afford to replace right now. So anyway, any donation as an insider donation is greatly appreciated. Oh, man, it sucks big time. It really does. Okay. So, hey, you know, of all things that's happened, I guess I really can't whine too much, but y'all know how it is. When you lose something like that and you didn't know it was lost, it was one thing if I'd have like discovered it immediately, but, and here's the thing, I do an inventory every year before I go to CES, and I didn't last year because I wasn't the main dude. I just took some camera gear that I needed for me and that was it. And who knows? Someone scored. I'm telling you that. Someone has scored. But anyway, on Monday, there was no show on Monday. I was got done with office work, had grabbed some dinner. I was having a little bit of, feeding my face, and boom, the lights went out. And they just, it wasn't a flutter. It wasn't nothing. It just, boom, it just like someone flipped the switch. And I sit around here about 30 minutes waiting for it to come back, and it never did. So I went home, and I guess it would last about 4 hours. So that's why there was no show on Monday. So anyway, Tuesday, Wednesday, we all know what's happened Tuesday and Wednesday. I got lots of work done. I really did. Had very few. And Wednesday, we had scheduled no calls on purpose. And I mean, I got a whole bunch of stuff done when I didn't have meetings and Zoom stuff. And it was great. It really, really was. Now, today, started having some meetings. Friday, I've got a semi-full schedule. I'm speaking tomorrow night at the Spark Now Christian Podcast Conference. It's being held virtually in the Central Standard Time Zone. The organizers of that are out of Houston. So I'll be here until 7 p.m. Eastern, I think, tomorrow. And then Saturday, another new media show. I got to get my snow tires on, even though the weather's been good. I was going to do it this week, but I kind of forgot about it. And so I'm going to try to get those on. And that's what's going on. And I got some great tech for you tonight. Yeah, it was a mirrorless Sony, Ted. It was a RX 1000 or 1200 or something like that. Yeah, I think it was $1,349 when I bought it. Yeah, great camera, mirrorless. Oh, my God. I'm so pissed. So anyway, here we are. Here we are. All right, so we're going to stay all positive tonight. We're going to have a good show. And if you're listening the following day or whenever you're listening to the show, we're here. We're going to talk tech. First thing off is something that I read, and I'm just like, you got to be kidding me. Police in Jackson, Mississippi are asking residents to connect their smart doorbells to a real-time surveillance center in an effort to fight crime. Really? I have cameras that I will use for the security of my business and my home. And then it's recorded in the cloud. And anything happens to my business or my neighbors, I will review that material. And if there is something there viable, I will turn it over to the police. But there's absolutely no way on this God's green earth that I am ever going to voluntarily connect a Ring doorbell to some police monitoring center. The mayor said the video streams would only be looked at if a crime was committed in the area. Mm-hmm. Amazon, which owns the best-selling smart doorbell Ring, said it was not an official partner in this, they call it a scheme. Privacy groups said it could undermine civil liberties, especially if footage shows neighboring properties. We've got too many situations going on where there are neighbors that are using security cam footage to enforce HOA rules. There's a lot of, and don't take this the wrong way, there's a lot of Ken and Karens out there. And if your name is Karen, I feel sorry for you. I apologize. But that's the term that has been applied to people that are just, you know, causing their neighbors issues. And I just cannot imagine participating. I like my neighbors. My neighbors have my back. If my neighbors see a strange car in the yard, they call down or they call and they say, hey, there's a strange car in your drive. Or if their dog's loose, make sure we take the dog back. And I guarantee you that if something really went down, they'd really have our back. So I don't want to disrespect my neighbors by having video cameras pointed, which were for my purposes to protect my property, going into a police center that could be observed and my neighbors could be observed. That's, you know, think about this for a second. We're allowing, they say they're only going to do this observation if a crime took place. Okay. What if the neighbor kids gets his car out on the road and does a burnout? Are police going to come and give that person a ticket? Let's say two neighborhood teenagers get in a fist fight and settle an issue. Are the police going to come arrest the teenagers? I just think this is incredible. Talking to the Associated Press, Mayor Chiwika Anata Lumbamba said it would save us from having to buy cameras for every place across the city, and homes and businesses would have to give permission. We'll be able to get a location, draw a circle around it, and pull up every camera within a certain radius to see if someone runs out of a building, he added. But privacy group, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, described it as our worst fears confirmed. The footage from your front door includes you coming and going from your house, your neighbors taking out the trash, your dog walker and delivery people who do jobs in your street. I'm astounded that anyone would participate in this. Please, 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 please tell me I am not off base. And, you know, you didn't see this in American news anywhere. This is reported by the BBC. BBC reported this. Huh. Nope. No way. No how. Next up. Election day was hack-free, but cybersecurity officials are still bracing for attacks. Two federal agencies said they didn't detect any cyber attacks Tuesday, but concerns remain over attempts to undermine the process in the coming days. Do you really think the government is capable of being able to tell if there was any cybersecurity attacks? Do you really think so? Oh, it just cracks me up. Now, this came as a surprise. DJI's palm-sized Mini 2 drone flies further and shoots 4K for $449. So last year, DJI Mavic Mini might have been the smallest and lightest full-featured drone on the market, but it was also a little compromised out of the gate. Today, the DJI Mini 2, not called the Mavic Mini, has made up for some of those shortcomings, but it's still pretty scaled down. And as much as I get crazy about wanting to get another Mavic, and I have one, can't justify it because I don't fly my drone enough. You know, Matter of fact, while I was searching for this camera that I had missing, I found something I bought last year just before I moved back to Michigan that helps me charge my drones when I'm out in the field. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I did buy that. Charged it up, took it home. Now I have it in my, because I got my drones at the house, not here. So, but anyway, this new drone doesn't even have to be registered with the FAA because it's under their weight requirements. It'll fly 38 miles per hour. Uses the same controller as the Mavic Air 2. And they improve the wireless range. It has connectivity up to 2.5 times. And but anyway, it goes up to 4K. Excuse me, at 30 frames per second and 100 megabits per second bit rate. Up from 2.7K. And you can grab raw photos now instead of just a JPEG. You're still looking at a fairly small 1x2.3-inch sensor. But, you know, 1080p is kind of the way to shoot these things for the most part. So it's $50 higher than what it cost. But might be, if you're in for looking for a Christmas present, this might be the one. This might be the one. Hey, going back to that surveillance system, I know none of us do this. I know none of us drink or drive, right? But what happens if you had a few too beers and you come down your street and you cross the line over and you park your car, then the police show up a little later to find out who was driving the car because maybe that person was impaired. Would it go that far? Don't know. But you never know. California has backed Proposition 22. This is great news for Uber and Lyft as their drivers can work as indie contractors. And bad news for Facebook, Google, because the privacy measure also passed. So Proposition 24 went through, strengthening and forcing the state to follow their own rules, because what was happening was the CCPA was initiated and voted on, and then the Attorney General and others were not really enforcing CCCPA. And some of the provisions were softened. Proposition 24 passed with 56%. So, and again, Proposition 22. Uber and Lyft spent $200 million on that campaign. So, some of you may not like this, but my son is out in Los Angeles. I'm sure he's quite happy about this because he does Uber and Lyft. So we'll see what happens here. But this is undoing lawmakers doing. So that's the type of initiative that, you know, I can get behind. Now, Netflix, my God, these folks, what are they thinking? Netflix has filed a copyright claim against tweets criticizing their own movie trailer. The company filed takedowns against its own trailer when shared in critical tweets. So they're fighting controversy about a film on its platform. So Netflix sent dozen takedown requests to Twitter targeting specific folks that criticized the movie Cuties, a French film written and directed by, I can't even pronounce her name, and released in the United States on Netflix in September. While the tweets are still live, except where the original posters deleted and the videos attached to the post now display message reading, the media has been disabled in response to a report by the copyright owner. Cutie is a coming-of-age drama about a black girl in France on the cusp of adolescence. She rebels against her immigrant parents' traditional culture in which women remain quietly covered at home, by going overboard in the opposite direction, taking to dance and social media to express a sexuality. She is too young to understand the implications of. So anyway, I don't know anything about this film. I think we've talked about it a little bit before. But detractors took a look at the poster, which depicted a troupe of 11-year-old dancers in suggestive poses and decried it as only a half step away from child pornography. So I haven't seen the trailer. Have any of you seen the trailer? And so anyway, they've been filing copyright claims against their own movie trailer when someone gives it a bad review. So don't know where I'm at on that because I haven't seen the trailer. A Texas satellite company defends itself against NASA criticisms. They say, we're not a bunch of cowboys launching satellites. Well, if you're from Texas, of course you're a cowboy. The founder of Texas Space Company that wants to put more than 200 very large satellites into low Earth orbit is pushed back in concerns. He says, we're not a bunch of cowboys launching satellites, said Abel Avilon, founder of AST in Science, an interview. This is a serious, well-funded project. The company has 160 employees and moved into a facility at Midland Airport, X-Corps' old facility. They're trying to launch a satellite that has a big footprint. Each of the satellite will include a large antenna comprising of an area as large as 900 meters squared. Oh, wow. And he said the satellite will fly edge on like a Frisbee without the spinning. He said the satellite cross-section along the direction of motion is only about 3 meters squared. The company has calculated the probability of a collision occurring at random, assuring no avoidance measures, to be about 1 in 5,000. Wow. Or 1 in 20 across their entire consolidation. Others share concerns, primarily, guess who? Guess who? Verizon, AT&T. Why? Because this company is set to compete directly with the Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. T-Mobile and Verizon said the company's operations could interfere with their terrestrial network. So they're big, very, very big. What do you think? Qualcomm soars after sales and earnings beat expectations. So here's how Qualcomm did. Earnings of $1.45 per share versus $1.17 estimated. Revenue $6.5 billion adjusted versus $5.93 estimated. So they knocked it out of the ballpark. So net income was up 76% from a year ago. So those of you holding Qualcomm stocks, congratulations. Square, the banking or online, I use Square for processing credit cards. Square delivers strong quarter three on surging Cash App profits. Square said Cash App also generated $1.63 billion of Bitcoin revenue and $32 million of Bitcoin gross profit. Wow. So Square reports strong financial results driven by huge momentum in its Cash App product. So Cash App accounted for $354 million of its third quarter subscription revenue. So anyway, they did well. The company reported a quarter three net income of $37 million or 8 cents per share. Gross profit was $794 million. So a lot of people out there buying Bitcoin. Sega. You guys been to a video, you know, in Japan? There's all kinds of arcade stuff, and it's all Sega places. It's Sega, 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 Sega. Had to take a hit of Red Bull there, folks. So Sega has sold its arcade business due to COVID-19. The arcade industry has taken a deep blow, leading Sega to bow out. Eurogame reports that Sega Sammy Holdings has sold 85.1% of its Japanese arcade business, Sega Entertainment, to the amusement machine company Genda. Sega isn't shy about the reasoning. Its amusement unit has been greatly affected by the coronavirus, the China virus, and it wants a company that can change with the times and reduce its fixed costs. Yes, let us not forget, China did this, all of this. T-Mobile passes 100 million total customers as the company beats on earnings. T-Mobile's continued to grow even amid the pandemic. So on Thursday, the nation's second largest wireless carrier said it's at 100.4 million. The company also beat estimates on earnings. Third quarter posting an EPS of $1 on revenues of $19.3 billion. Analysts pulled by Yahoo Finance were expecting an EPS of 43 cents. So again, if you own T-Mobile, good for you on your stock. So anyway, today SpaceX did fly a new engine. They looks like everything went well. And they had aborted this last month because of a timing issue, and they found some sort of acrylic thing that hadn't been removed before flight. But anyway, they launched GPS 3-04, and anyway, that GPS satellite is been launched by the Space Force. It is now en route, and here probably about the time I'm done recording this show, they will have done their boost and release the satellite. So congratulations to SpaceX. Get some more of the internet satellites in the air. Need that in a hurry. Razer has its first mainstream laptop, still has an RGB keyboard. If you don't know what an RGB keyboard is, well, then you're probably not a gamer. So this is a gaming laptop. And let me see, what's this thing going to run? Has a 3840 by 2400 touchscreen monitor. What's it coming at price? Oh, it starts at $1,199, and you can build it up with the extras, of course. So any of you that are gamers out there like Razer stuff, this might be a consideration for you. Apple's releasing iOS 14.2 with new emoji and wallpapers, HomePod intercom support as well. So I've got an email from Apple saying one more thing. They're going to have another live event on November 10th. I'm out of the loop a little bit. Does anybody know what they're announcing on the 10th or what they're projected to announce? What did they miss in the last go-round here? So one thing, I got to share this with you guys. You know I have, or maybe you don't, I own a DrinkWorks. You guys know what a DrinkWorks is? Let me show you. The DrinkWorks home bar. Oh, I got to put my age in. Come on. Are you serious? Oh, it's trying to load the doggone page. Now let me back up and see if I can. Oh my God. You got to be kidding me. Saying allow this. All right, listen, let me put in my birthday. I guess they don't want me to see it. Okay, so I get to show you guys the DrinkWorks here, those of you that are watching. This is a nice little device. It basically is good for parties, and you know, maybe your significant other or wife has some girlfriends over, and they want, one person wants a Moscow Mule, maybe another person wants a margarita, and someone else wants another type of drink. Well, when I bought this, I talked about it on the show. The only way I could get the alcohol for it, because it comes in little pods, and this is made by Keurig, the only way I could get the pods was to have the pod shipped to my daughter in Florida, then she would reship to me. Well, Keurig apparently unlocked the secret sauce on how, because they were having to go and do licensing agreements in every state. They found someone that could ship out of New York, that could ship alcohol anywhere. And recently, I just ordered a couple of specialty pods, and you know, it's not inexpensive. So like one pod of, I think, 4 or 5 drinks is like $20. So it's not like something that you're going to get home from work every night and pour yourself a, you know, this is, again, kind of a little luxury device for folks to have. And you have to clean it, and there's stuff you have to do. So it's, you know, it's not completely this carefree device that everyone hopes for, but it's a lot of fun. I like it once in a while. I get home on a Friday afternoon, and I don't really want to go mix something up. I just grab a glass of ice and put it underneath, put a margarita pot in, and I'm done. I got a drink. Well, they unlocked the ability to be able to ship alcohol. So now I don't have to ship to Florida. I have it shipped direct. So online booze shipping, I guess, is big right now because delivery startup GoPuff has acquired BevMo for $350 million. So, again, they're a Philadelphia-headquartered delivery startup, and it was valued at $3.9 billion. So anyway, GoPuff was in talks to buy alcoholic beverage chain BevMo. And GoPuff just put out the press release confirming it's reached an acquisition agreement for a price of $350 million. So the startup delivers kinds of products you find in a convenience store, such as over-the-counter medicine, baby food, and alcohol in 30 minutes or less. It also offers those deliveries 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so anyway, this is big. And if you live in a city, this is the type of stuff they deliver. It's a little bit different. And but anyway, I just had to tie it in to me being able to buy liquor for my Keurig machine, and it's available nationwide for any of you those have been waiting on it. Now, I had a friend buy one of the mixology type of machines that basically you pour your own alcohol into it, and then they got the pod of mixers so you can put high-end liquor in this thing. And those are not cheap either. But I had a friend buy one of those versus buying the Keurig machine. So, but anyway, delivery startup GoPuff acquires BevMo for $350 million. Vimeo raises $150 million while IEC is contemplating a spinoff. So this is crazy. Vimeo, which I pushed my live stream video to, got some more money. It's crazy. Good on them. So Venmo has shifted its focus over the past couple of years. Instead of trying to compete with YouTube as a consumer video destination, sells video tools to enterprises and other businesses. And so anyway, Venmo also owns Livestream. Okay, up next, Uber reports 18% revenue decline, but says ride-hailing business is picking back up. Uber's third quarter profits are out. Report loss of 62 cents and only $3.13 billion in revenue. And so how much was it really? What was the total loss? They lost $1.09 billion on a GAAP basis during the quarter, an improvement from a year ago when they losses amounted to $1.16 billion. So there you go. But, you know, now they've spent $200 million to keep Uber in business in California, and they're good. Hey, if you're watching on Facebook, make sure you say hi. We want to hear from you. Just say hello, hello. If you're on YouTube, same thing. I'm not able to watch the YouTube stream tonight. I apologize. Dropbox beats quarter three expectations. The company said paying users now are 15.25 million, and they deliver net income of $32.08 per share. And revenue for the quarter was $487.4 million. Amazing. Just a file storage share service. That's just insane. Roku, quarter three revenue streaming hour spike and mid ongoing pandemic. They did good. They topped Wall Street estimates. And their stocks were way up. They reported $451.7 million in quarter three revenue, making a 73% year-over-year increase during the quarter, better than the $367.8 million revenue as expected. You know, here's the funny thing. I remember when Roku was just a baby company. I went to the Roku headquarters, sat down with their CEO in his little office. There was like 30 employees. And look at them. My goodness, how far they have come. It's amazing. Of course, the Roku CEO, he is not without controversy. He said some things recently that I would not have. You know, I got an email on election day from a company that I do business with that was lecturing me on how to vote. And I don't care who you vote for. That's your business. And who you voted for, that's your business. But I cannot even imagine being a business owner and emailing my entire base of customers and say, this is how you should vote. And if you don't, now, it doesn't matter who they were supporting. Just the fact that they did it blew me away. you're going to piss off 50% of your base no matter what. Why would you do that? My grandfather, I think, told me when I was growing up, or my mom did, or my dad did. I don't remember. You don't talk about politics, and you don't talk about religion in business. You leave that at home. My gosh. People, I guess no one knows that anymore. All right, the best digital gifts to send your friends and family. Gift cards are one option, but they aren't the only option. So there's a list of stuff here from Engadget, things to think about for Christmas that you don't have to deliver a physical gift. And they've got all kinds of stuff here. Everything from Amazon gift certificates to masterclasses to Xbox Game Passes to a Disney bundle, PlayStation Now subscription. We've got HBO Max. I wonder how much they got paid for all this. So many, one password, all kinds of stuff that you can buy someone for the holidays that's digitally. So link will be up in the show notes. Oh, what else do I have? Why is that loaded? That shouldn't be there. Let's close you. Motorola's latest budget phone has a huge 6,000 milliamp battery. Like the Moto G9, the G9 power runs on a Snapdragon 662 chipset. What does it cost? How much does this budget phone cost? Does it say in here? About $160, $170. So a budget cell phone from Motorola. Okay. And guess what? That's it. That's the end of the content for the night. A little bit light. Kirk and I were talking about it, and it's just because everyone's brains are somewhere else. That's okay. I got an email. I'm going to leave the first part of this email off, but this is from TriCaster Jack. Jack is a retired American Airlines pilot. He's living in Texas. How you doing, Jack? Anyway, he said, you asked about Tesla and radios. Tesla marketing changes the car package options to improve sales at the time of purchase. An example of this marketing would be the Model S originally included lifetime free charging, but that changed sometime in 2017 or 2018. If you find one of those today, that option stays with the car. So you could buy it and have free lifetime charging. Well, the problem around here, Jack, is there's no charging stations in my little backwoods country place. He says the early 2020 Model 3 Teslas have FM radios included, but no AM radio, nor as I know, even an option to purchase the AM radio. Also, the Tesla HomeLink garage door opener is not included, but can be purchased for $300. Each Tesla model is evolving on a continual basis, so the marketing options will vary at the time of purchase. So thanks for that feedback. Seer. Anyway, that was the only note that came in. Hey, if you've got comments about today's show, I'd love to hear from you. Hey, Dan, how you doing? Dan says, probably first Apple Silicon machine moving away from Intel processors. The invite has a heart on it. Let me see if I can find the email. Maybe I can show a picture of the email. You probably can't do it quick enough here to, let's see if I can find it. I don't think I'm going to be able to easily find it. Let me see if I can, I'm in the wrong inbox. Apple. Yeah, so the invite has, again, like I said, one more, I can't find it, of course. I stashed it someplace. But anyway, had a heart on the invite. So maybe it's about their processor. Heart is the engine that runs us. So maybe the heart that runs the box. Also, Steve says, update to Starlink, you get no buffering. Is that a smiley face meaning ha ha ha? Steve, do you have some inside knowledge on Starlink? Are you able, have you gotten a, you know, an access to that? Hey, hook a brother up. Come on now. All right, everybody. Anyway, stay safe, stay sane, stay happy. Drink if you need to, celebrate if you need to, one way or the other. But I will say one thing. I was in Myers the day after the election, and there was not a roll of toilet paper to be had. And everyone had toilet paper on their carts. And I was just like, what is going on? And not like everyone didn't buy a 5-year supply of toilet paper already, but I got to the counter and I'm like, what's up with the run on toilet paper? And the cashier looked at me and she kind of seriously said, dark winter. I was, oh my God. I just laughed. We both laughed, but people were buying toilet paper. I guess someone said they're going to run. Yeah, nothing's going to happen for a couple months, right? So anyway, go buy your toilet paper. Hurry up. Make sure you buy 100 rolls so you have enough. Anyway, all right. So let's get out of here. And thank you for being here. Geeknews@gmail.com. Don't forget about, if you want to be an insider, geeknewscentral.com/insider. You can start for 6.7 cents a day. Someone actually said it was 6.37 cents a day or something like that, or 6.33 cents a day for a $2 a month donation. But you know, whatever the math is, it's close enough. Feel free to jump in there. One-time donations are greatly appreciated. GeeknessCentral.com/insider is the website. I'll be back with you on Monday, as long as the power stays on. Yes, I did pay my electric bill, so the power didn't go out because of that. The whole town was out of power, but been fun being with you here. Everyone stay safe. Take care of each other. Watch out. We'll be back with you Monday. Everyone take care. Bye-bye.